Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom, second to last line. We're in the sugyas of tzedakah, and we'll get to other agadic inyanim today. But the last point we mentioned was a gemara that we also had at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama, where Yirmiyahu Navi is so upset at the people of Avanatot, Tzehidavis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even at a moment when they become inspired, even at a moment where they want to give tzedakah, you know, make sure that people who go ask them for tzedakah aren't the right people. They're anashim she'enem muhuganim, because in that way, they won't get schar for it. That's the Gemara based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So we mentioned the Rishonim already asked in Baba Kama, you know, what exactly is meant by that? Do we really say that if somebody gives tzedakah to a person who is a faker, he doesn't get any schar? So how are we supposed to understand that? So if you look in Baba Kama, the Nemuki Yosef on that Gemara says, what exactly is the pshat? Hadeinu makabel schar hainu dafka b'misha yodea bo. If you know that a person is a faker, then you're not going to get schar. Avalim eino makiro ve'efshar shehu hagun. But if you don't know, somebody comes to my door, then schar yeshlo. Then I would get a mitzvah. Shahari l'shei mitzvah mechavein, because I have the mitzvah in mind. Ve'od im lo teimahach. If you don't say this, meaning if I say that everybody is a faker, I'm not going to get schar for. Ata noel deles b'fnei kama muhuganim b'makom sheino nikarim. I don't know. Nobody knows who I am. I'll go somewhere, and then they won't give tzedakah because they won't know. And therefore, says the Nemuki Yosef, it can't be. Umaisa the Rebbe v'ferak hashutfin misayalon tahadar amar yikansu akol. Remember, afterwards, Rebbe said, after only the time of the chachamim, no, everybody can come in. I have no idea who everybody is. Everybody's allowed to come in. So the question is, so what did Yirmiyahu HaNavi mean here? Right, if the Nemuki Yosef says that it's only the people that are Mehuganim, but oh, if I know about it, so what exactly is the Pshat? So we mentioned then, and we'll mention it again, two places in Shas where this comes up, so this is the other place to mention it. In the back of Kovetz Ha'aretz, in the back of Rabbi Chanan's Kovetz Ha'aretz and Yevamos, he has Dugmaos Lebi'urei Hagados, Al Derech HaPshat. So in Siman Gimel there, in the Biur HaGadlus, Rav Elchanan relates to an idea that many have, but he has it here in his own formulation. We know that every mitzvah has two elements to it. Number one is the inherent value of the act itself. There's something powerful that happens in Shemayim whenever we do a mitzvah, separate from the fact that Hashem commanded it. But this is inherently good. This is inherently valuable. That's a mitzvah. But that's number one. Number two, so when I do the mitzvah, so then I could have these such accomplishments and hashpahs in Shemayim. But obviously, number two, the second element of the mitzvah, acharishin it's tavinu l'kayim ha-mitzvos hu inyin b'fnei atzmo, l'kayim sivi Hashem yisbarach. Right, I'm listening to CV Hashem. That itself is valuable. And the same thing he explains by Averis. By Avera yeshtun shtein yonim. Tahainu atam asher bishvilo isharnu shlo lasos amaisahi. Number one, the inherent pernicious, dangerous, terrible effect that the Avera has. Number one, and that's enough of a reason to stay away from it. But number two, the fact that Hashem told me not to do it. If Hashem told me not to do it, that, and then I don't do it because of that, then I get schar. And he says you can isolate both of these factors. You could have one or the other. The avo is keeping the Torah before it was given. So there you have element one and not element two. Why did they fulfill the Torah before it was given or not fulfill it? Because they saw the inherent value or the inherent danger to these mitzvahs. Right? The Maharal writes in Parshas Vayigash that maybe they only kept the assays, not the los assays. That explains some chazals, because there was the value that they saw. But Tarig Mitzvah Shamarti is all. But that's one example. But sometimes you have the other example too, where you have the element of the mitzvah. He says, ulahefech, let's say I thought to do a mitzvah and I didn't end up doing it because I was ne'enas. I'm on my way to do a mitzvah and the car breaks down, right? Chas v'shalom, or the I don't have enough money to buy an esrog, right? So then you have the opposite. I could get the schar of doing the Dvar Hashem, even though I didn't actually do the mitzvah, so I'm not going to get the inherent value of the act being performed. So either way, that is where you can isolate the two elements. And therefore he says, let's get back to Anatot. The people in Anatot, Shahayu Rishoyim Gemurim, Kshinostin Staka, Vadilo Kibnu L'Shem Mitzvah, Rakli Espoir, even when they were going to give staka, they were not doing it L'Shem Shemayim. They were doing it for their own covet. So they're doing it for their own covet, so they're not going to get the second element. They're not doing it l'shem following the Tzivi Hashem. They're doing it for their own covet. So the question is, though, what about element one? If the ani really needs it, so even if they do it for their own kavod, they're going to get some schar for it. That's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi was davening for. They're not going to get element two, and therefore I say, you know what, don't give him element one either. But you're right, generally, if somebody gives stucca to somebody who's a faker, but still we get the Tzivi Hashem, we fulfill the Tzivi Hashem, we at least get element two, even if we might not get element one. And there's a lot more here. He talks about mitzvah srichas kavana. Even if you say mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, that doesn't mean that you get both elements. He says maybe that only means that you only get the first element, that the inherent value, but if you didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah, you wouldn't get the fulfillment for the Tzivi Hashem. Either way, that's a beautiful idea from Rav Elchanan, Simon Gimel in the back. Okay, says the Gemara, let's continue. Second to last line, Tess Amad Beis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer, kala ragil aso staka. If somebody is ragil, he is accustomed in doing staka, not a one-time thing. He's ragil. Havyin, the Bach takes out zoche, havyin lo banim, he will have children, ba'ale chachma, ba'ale osher, ba'ale agada. He will have all of these wonderful children, because it's similar to what we said yesterday. Why tzedakah is one of the mitzvahs that is connected to Kala Torah Kula, because if I give tzedakah, then I allow a person to gain chachma, and to gain osher, and to gain everything, and to gain agada. So that's the schar that a person would get. Where do you see these in the pasuk, though, in the context of tzedakah? Ba'ale chachma d'chsiv yimsa chayim. And, right, that about tzedakah will get chayim, and that's what Rashi says on top. V'chsiv gabe chachma ki motzi motza chayim. Chayim is connected to chachma. Right. Also, one could connect this to the Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach, which we'll read in a second. Bali Osher Nizikin, Bali Osher Dichsiv Tztaka, Bali Osher, it says Beferi Tztaka, and Bali Agada Dichsiv Vikavod. Right, there it says Vikavod, Ksiv Hacha, Vikavod, Ksiv Hasam, Vikavod Chachamim Yinchalu, or the Kavod of Chachamim, he will be Nochel. So we see by all of the three, staka is related, right? The first one where the Rashi quotes. So the Gemara says Chayim, and Chayim is automatically connected to Chachma, right? That relates to the Rambam's formulation, and Hilchas Rotzeach when he quotes the Gemara in Meseches Makos. We know the Gemara says Maglin Rabo Imo. When somebody goes to an Ir Miklat, then his Rebbe has to go with him to Ir Miklat, right? And the question is why Dafke his Rebbe? The Rebbe has to go, the student has to go. So the Rambam's formulation, is that if somebody goes to Ir Miklat without his Rebbe, so then it's as if he's not living. Right? The pasuk says Vachai. He has to live there. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Rotzeach, Talmud Shegala le'Ir Miklat Maglin Rabo Imo, Shenemar Vachai, Asei Lo Kadei Sheyichya. That's the Gemara. But then the Rambam adds, Vachaye Ba'le Chachma Umevaksheha below Talmud Kemisa Chashuvin. Somebody who is a Baal Chacham and somebody who is a Mevakish of Chachma, and he can't learn Kemisa Chashuvin. Right, so that's exactly our Gemara here. Chayim is Chachma. If we don't have Chachma, then we're not going to have Chayim. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchas Rotzeach. Vaiter Tanya, says the Gemara, says the Brayso Hayyer Meir Omer. Yesh lo lebaldin lahashivcha velomer lecha. A baldin is somebody you have a machlokas with. So here, who's the baldin? Rashi says, Rasha o obi kochavim. Some wicked person or some idol worshiper. The baldin, yesh lo baldin lahashivcha velomer lecha. A baldin could have the following machlokas. Im elokeichem oev aniimu. If your God loves the poor so much, bipnei ma'inim afarnason. Why doesn't he give them money? Right, Hashem loves the poor. So why does he give them money? So you might say that, you know, he loves the poor because they are poor and they're needy and they turn to him. Right, but the Brisa has a different reason. Amar lo, Rabbi Meir says, tell him, Kadesha Nitzel Anu Bahen Midina Shel Gehenim. Meaning, God can give them money, but he wants to give us the schar. He wants to be mezake us in the mitzvah. So instead of giving them directly, he allows us to be saved, Medina Shel Gehenna. Right? And that the emphasis of that line is used majorly in the midst of Staka. I mentioned yesterday, I think, the Beis Halevi in the first Drasha, in the Drashas, printed at the end of the Beis Halevi and Chumash, or sometimes printed also in the Chuvis of the Beis Halevi. He talks about the concept of Lishma by Staka, which Bezer from the Gemara is going to get up to in a couple of minutes also. But this line emphasizes that. The mitzvah of Staka is not just about the receiver, right? It's about the giver. right? Kedisha nitzal anu midinishal gehenem. It's about the receiver that Hashem could just give the tzedakah directly. But he wants us to be the vehicles to give the tzedakah. Kedisha nitzal anu midinishal gehenem. Like the Sefer HaChinuch says very often, achreya pa'ulos nimshachos alavavos, we're influenced by what we do. The Rambam we mentioned yesterday about giving 100 ani and one instead of one ani 100. Right, the effect of chesed is not just about the receiver, but it's about the giver. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Samach Vav, where he talks about the mitzvah of lending money, which the Chafetz Chaim has a whole section about. In Avas Chesed, the whole emphasis of lending money, what's the Shoresh HaMitzvah? So we become cognizant of what it is to be a giver. And so that we are able, nothing to do with the fact that, oh, somebody needs money and I'm going to lend him. The Chinuch, it's all about the focus on the giver. Right? Like Chazal say, Yosim Mimashe Ha'ani Makabal Min Ha'ashir, Ha'ashir Makabal Min Ha'ani. The usher gets much more. The ani gets a temporary, momentary gift, while the usher gets the gift of giving. Right, and that's what is emphasized by this line of the Gemara, Kedisha Nitzal Anu Bohen Midina Shal Gehenim. So we are saved from Gehenim through this act. And not only is this a brisa, but this is the following conversation. Vizu She'ela Shal Turnus Rufus Arasha's Rabbi Akiva. And this is what Turnus Rufus Arasha asked Rabbi Akiva. Im Elokeichem Oiv Aniyim Hu, Bibre Ma Inim Befarnasan. If your God loves the poor, so why doesn't he give them money? Same answer. So that we are safe from Gehenim through the mitzvah that we do. So Turnus Rufus though continues. I think just the opposite. I think, Rabbi Akiva, that you're wrong. If God doesn't give them money and then you give them money, you're chayav Gehenim. Why? Following. I'll give you a mashal, says Turnus Rufus. Shakai Salavdo, you have a king that gets mad at his servant, Uvachav Shabesasurim, and throws him in jail, Vitziva Alav Shalo Lahachilo Vishalash Koso, and he gave a command, don't give him food, don't give him drink, Vahalach Adam Echad Vehechilo Vishkeyu, and one person went secretly and gave the person in jail food and drink. Kishashama Hamelech Velo Kois Alav. When the king hears about it, is he going to get mad at that subject? I said not to feed him, and you're feeding him. What are you doing? You're undermining my authority. So says Turnus Rufus, isn't that what we're doing when we give tzedakah? God decrees no money. He should be poor. And what do? You give him money. Right? That's undermining his decree. V'yatem kruyim avadim. And you're called avadim. Shenemar ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. Right? It kind of reminds us, we had a discussion back in the 8th parak of Baba Kama. Right? Discussions of, if somebody is sick, are they allowed to go to a doctor? God makes somebody sick, so who am I to go? So it was a doctor violating, like this, the Turnus Rufus would say the same thing. If God makes you sick, who are you? Right? But there's also a mitzvah called Vahashiv Osolo, according to the Rambam, to give back his health. Right? There's also a mitzvah of Hatzal Recha Kamocha. There are other mitzvahs, right? Some Rishonim are machalik between God-given illnesses and humanly inflicted illnesses. But either way, Lamaisa, we paskin that you have to go to a doctor. It's a mitzvah to go to a doctor. So says so it'll be the same type of conversation. So says Turnus Rufus, Rabbi Akiva, you know, you're wrong. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva says, no, you got the mashal wrong. Em shalacha mashal, this is the right mashal. Right, there's one detail that you're missing. Lamada v'adome, lamelech basar v'adam, shekas al b'no. A king gets angry at his son. V'chav sho b'beis ha'asurim, and throws him into jail. V'tziva alav shalo la'achila v'lo la'ashkoso, and commands not to give him food or drink. But deep down, obviously, a father loves a son. So even when he gets upset, one person went and fed him and gave him to drink. When the king hears about it, won't he send him a present? Meaning, even though he's upset, but he understands and he's very happy that somebody went and fed his son. So won't he send him a present, a doron, v'anan, kriyim banim? And Rabbi Kiva says, we're called banim. You only say we're called avadim, but we're called banim. Right? And therefore, tichsiv banim atem, lashem elokeichem. So he says, so that's Rabbi Kiva's answer. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishis in the Yaros Vash says, shekach yamida. Av shekas al bno umemain lazunoso lo daishitin doron lemisha yazin bno ella im shomri mishmeres beso einam nosim mazon lebno behechaveu kois aleihem. Not only that, the king's really going to be upset if you don't give him, right? If you don't give him food, right? So it's a different type of relationship when a parent punishes a child and let's say when a teacher punishes a student. Halavai, a teacher should feel to the students like a father and a son, but it's different. It's different, and that's what Rabbi Akiva is saying to Turnus Rufus. Amar Laho, so Turnus Rufus continues and says, wait a minute. Atem kriyim banim v'kriyim navadim. You're called both. I know the Gemara, I know the Chazal, I know the Drashas. You're called banim and avadim. Bizmach atem osim ritzono shel makom atem kriyim banim. When you're called, when you follow the way of God, so then you're called banim. Ubizmach ein atem osim ritzono shel makom atem kriyim avadim. But at a time when you don't follow the path of God, then you're called avadim. And guess what, says Turnus Rufus of Russia? The Beis HaMikdash was just destroyed. So let's see. Are we in the state of Osin Ritzono Shel Makom or not? V'yachshav einatem Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. And right now, you're Avadim, you're not Banim, says Turnus Rufus to Rabbi Akiva. Right? The, I don't know where the story took place before the Bar Kokhba, or after Bar Kokhba, Rabbi Akiva, remember, if you thought that was going to be it. We're going to go back to Eretz Yerushalayim very soon afterwards. He was convinced that Bar Kokhba, Bar Kuziba was Mashiach. The Rambam says that in the last parak in Mishnah Torah, that Rabbi Akiva thought that, and obviously he was wrong, right? So the Turnus Rufus says, it's not at the time. So right now you're Avadim, so what are you giving staka? So Amar Lo, says Rabbi Akiva, no. Hareyu Omer, there's a special pasuk that teaches us that even at a time where Ein Osin, Ritzono Shel Makom, and at a time of difficulty and tzaris, we have to give staka. The pasuk that we mentioned already, Halo Pros L'Rav L'Chmecha V'Aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis, right, spread out. We said yesterday maybe could also mean pros, check, but the pashas is spread out the bread to the hungry, va'aniyim erudim, and downtrodden poor, tavi bayis, emasai aniyim erudim, tavi bayis, so inna, when are you supposed to bring the poor, the downtrodden to your house, inna, today, every day, v'kamar, alo pros l'rav lachmecha, and it still says to give them food, should be keep as a special drush up, that we have to keep on giving, even though, it's ain osin. Rabbi Kiva did not argue with him, that it's what time period it is. Ain't osim ritzono shel makom. He just said there's a special din. Even if we're in a state of avadim, it's still okay. Hashem still wants us to take care of the poor. Period. Darash, Rabbi Yehuda, Barebi, Shalom. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shalom, about the son of Shalom, right? So that's not such a common Talmudic name. We've mentioned Moshe, Avraham, and David are left out. Shalom is not such a common name. But there are even halachic issues with the name Shalom, right? Could somebody say the name Shalom in a Makom Metunef, right? If somebody's calling their friend, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. Mishnah Berurah quotes a Machlokas Haposkim in Hilchos Kriyashma. The Mishnah Berurah says in Simin Peidalid, in Hilchos Kriyashma, where the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're allowed to say Kriyashma in a bathhouse, in a Beis HaMerchatz, he talks about, like, based on the Gemara Brachas, the inner bathhouse, the outer bathhouse. So he says, in the inner bathhouse, where everybody's walking around naked, Afilu She'ela Shalom Aser. Even saying Shalom Aleichem is Aser. Right? Va'aser Lanos Amin Beberes HaMerchatz. That's what he says. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, V'Adam She'shmo Shalom. What about a person whose name Shalom? Like we have in the Gemara, right? Yesh osrim lebeis hamerchas legroso b'shmo el b'lashon las. Right? Shalom. What's the issue? Shalom is the Shem Hashem. Shem Yivarech Hazama b'Shalom. But Shalom is one of the Shemos. Is one of the kinuyim. Right? So could you say that in a bathroom when you mean your friend, when you don't mean Hashem? So some say aser. Right? It's worse than Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem means that's Shem Hashem. I'm ascribing Hashem. I want you to Aleichem Shalom. That's Shem Hashem, right? What's that based on? The Pesachim in Rus. Hashem Imachem Yivarech Hashem. Right? So that's Mamash Shem Hashem. Shalom Aleichem. But saying the name Shalom, so he says Yesh Oshem Yesh Matirin, and others he quotes are Matirin. The Kiva, it's Machlokas, the Taz, and others. Kiva Sheinim Eskaven Inyan Hashalom El Haskar Shmo Shel Oso Adam. Ubedevrei Sofrim Halach Achra Mekel V'Yechei Nohagin. He says the Minhag is to be Mekel. V'Yirei Shamayim Yesh Lo Lahachmir. But Yirei Shamayim is to be Machmir. Ya'an Ki Harbi Me'achronim Osrin V'Yivla Hamem V'Yomer Rak Shalo O Shalon with a Nun. Right, he says, if you're in a place where one is not supposed to say Dvarim Shebekdusha, so then not to say the name. V'gan v'geras harashus nachash lo lichto of shalom in vav rak shalom without the vav shematzi lizrok bashpos. If the letter is going to be thrown in the garbage, maybe to write. I had one Rebbe, my ninth grade Rebbe. Right, he didn't write my whenever on any of the tests or anything. He didn't write my full name. Shin lam at vav with a smidgic, with a little thing. Wouldn't write the full name. He was Bachman for this Mishnah Berurah. Okay, weiter.
So names like Shmuel or Hananya.
Right. So if you have Shem Hashem in the name, I don't think that has the status because that's only part. Right. There's so many names. Right. Every name of every Malach, which has Shem Hashem. I think Shalom, the whole name is referred to as Shem Hashem. Okay, weiter. But some are Bachman there too. To put a little line through the Aleph and the Lamed. Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara, Kishem Shemizon Osav Shalom Ksuvin Lo. Mirash Hashanah, just like we know, the Gemara in Beitza tells us that a person's sustenance is katsuv, is set from Rosh Hashanah, Kachisron Osav Shaladam Ksuvin Lo Mirash Hashanah. So too what we're going to lose, not only what we're going to make, but what we're going to lose that year is set on Rosh Hashanah. Zacha, if we're Zoche, to lose our money in a positive way, like giving tzedakah, hello peros l'rav lachmecha, right, then that'll be a good thing. Lo zacha, if we're not zocha, and we don't give it through tzedakah, v'ani emerudim tavi bayis, that is going to be taken out from us anyway, even if we don't want to give it, it's going to be taken out, and we're going to lose it anyway. Just even before we see an illustration of this, the Chashuk Echemet here discusses, he has a case where somebody walks into, there's a mocher svarim store, right, somebody walks into the svarim store, and the guy says, sorry, I don't have the safe you're looking for. You know the guy two stores down, the competing svarim store, that he has that safer. He has that safer. So the question is, are you going to give him the advice to go there? Sometimes that guy sells his prices for cheaper. You're a little nervous that if you send the guy two door stores down, he's going to see and then he's maybe going to start going there instead of going to your store. So, you know, do you have to? Is it lifnei iver or not? So, first of all, the Chashuk Echemet discusses what it means to prevent somebody from learning Torah. This guy could go get the sefer right now and go learn Torah from it. It's terrible. So you're going to prevent it from learning Torah. And he says, V'afim lo ayim eduvar b'sefer limud. Even if it wasn't Torah, if it's something else, you have to remember. Baba Basra Davyud. Mizonosa shalom ksuvin lo me Rosh Hashanah. And if you think that you're going to save something, you're doing the guy a chesed. And then he says, Ein adam nogeh b'muchan l'chaveiro afilu kama liniba. And then he quotes beautifully in the last paragraph. He says, V'yadar Abba. He says, L'famim nigzar lash tismayit parnasaso. What does it say in this Gemara too? I'm supposed to lose a certain amount also. Nismayit parnaso. V'akonim yalchu la'acher. So how could I lose this money? Either, Rachmana l'slan, Hashem can make a person sick, and they can be in the hospital, and they can lose, or they can open up a store down the block, and then some of your buyers will go there. So it's up to you. So who knows? Maybe this guy having the store two stores down and you're telling him to go there is saving you from being in the hospital. Right? So you're losing the money this way, not that way. Right? The whatever's katsuv is going to happen is going to be katsuv. So therefore, says the Chashuk Echemet, we shouldn't try to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bischuso! You have to go over to your friend and thank him for opening up the, I don't know if you go that far. But either way, you have to realize everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, it says, right, what we're gonna lose is katsuf, right? Every headache. I've heard every headache that we have is katsuf. So, if we get a headache that's not so serious, we should say, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I stubbed my toe, so I missed the bus, so I, to realize, let it be the worst. Right? That's what it comes from. It comes from this Gemara. Well, let it be the worst. We know there's something katsuf, and we want to at least try to attribute it to whatever happened. Vayter. Kiha, where else do we see this? That it's already said. Kiha de b'nei achtei de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chazulu b'chelmeh. The nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream. When did he have this dream? Rashi's girsa is on top. Motzoi Yom HaKippurim. The Bach changes it to Motzoi Rosh Hashanah. Because that's what we're talking about. Either way, if it's Yom Kippur, maybe it's the process of Rosh Hashanah into Yom Kippur. Either way, sometime during the Yom Noram time, he had a dream to Bo'u L'mechzar Shva Mea Dinri, that his nephews were going to lose 700 dinar that year. He had that vision. Asinu, so he basically convinced them throughout the year to keep giving tzedakah. Keep giving tzedakah, right? Because he wants them to be able to lose the money that way. Shaka minayel tzedakah, poshka v'ayo shivsar dinri. By the end of the year, they had given everything except for 17. 17 was left. Why 17? I think one of the Ben Yoyada said, to remember that, it's all good. 17 is Tov. You know, you lost all 683. But Tov, it's all good. Even what we have left, what you gave. Kimata, Maliyomit Kippure. When Erev Yom Kippur came, Shadu Dume Keser Naktinu, the Caesar came, the government came in and grabbed the last 17. Amalu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Lo Titchalun. Don't worry, don't be scared. Shivsa dinre gabaychu, shaklinu minaychu. They're not taking any more. There was 17, and they took 17. Amri le mina yadata, how do you know? Amalhu, chelma chazi luchu. I had a dream about you last year. What do you think? How do you think I know? Amr le, amr lon, dinisvinu. So why don't you just tell us to give it? We would have given it. If you would have told us 700. Amr lehu, here's the line. Amina kiechi desev du mitzvah lishma. I want you to do the mitzvah l'shma. I want you to get the credit for it. If I tell you, you're going to lose 700, so what's the, there's no great l'shma by that. But if I tell you, so then that is something that is much different. Period. You'll let a paskin based on a dream? He had a dream. So, right, the Gemara in Bracha is Divrei Chalomos Lo Malin Velo Maridin. The Ein Yaakov here wonders, like, how did he even do it? Even by mitzvahs. Remember, there was a son that had a dream. His father tells him, outside in the backyard next to the tree, I buried a treasure, but it's all Meiser Sheni money. The Gemara says, you're allowed to go there, take the money, and keep it. Right? Divrei Chalomos Lo Malin Velo Maridin. Right, so what is this? So again, this is a huge topic about paskening based on a dream, taking simanim from a dream. Remember the Hagos Ashri, quotes the Arzarua in Avodah Zarah in the second parak, quotes the Rashbam Kasab Rashim Rabbeinu Shlomo, Dahainu, Dag Tohor, that could be the Rashbam, the name of his grandfather, Rashi, right, Dag Tohor Shekorin Barbuta, there's a kosher fish. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar, call me Sheyochal Barbuta, Lo Yizke Lecho Levyasan. Whoever eats the Barbuta fish is not going to eat the Levyasan in the future. We just discussed Levyasan in Yeshayahu Shirim, whether it's actually a fish or just something else. Upam Achas Itiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. One time Rabbeinu Ephraim Paskin, Barbuta's kosher. Va'amru lo Bachalom, that night, he was a waiter in a restaurant and he was feeding the customers Shratzim. Excuse the phosphorus, insects. And creepies. The Chazerbo, he woke up in a sweat, and he says, okay, I'm wrong. Okay, he took back his psak, and he said, not kosher. He said, the Barbuta is not kosher. The Asru, the Chalaposik Milachlo Yanuach Brachas Arosha. He changed his psak. Well, they say the Chassam Sofer, there are various stories. In the Maisa Rav, they quote from the Vilna Gaon, he wanted to institute Nesias Kapayim in Vilna, because there's not really a good reason why we don't do Nesias Kapayim in Chutz Laaretz. Right, the Ramah gives a couple of defenses, but the Gra wanted, and they quote, that the night before he was supposed to go, he was going to start Nesias Kapayim, he got taken into jail. And another time he tried, there was a fire in the shul. See, he took it as a simon that it must be that this is not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants right now. So we find various stories throughout our history of whether it's dreams, whether it's simanim. I'll just mention one more. The Aruch HaShulchan, okay, there's a lot. So Aruch HaShulchan has in Hilchas Avelus, in Simen Shin Nun Aleph. There's a whole machlokas when somebody is buried in a talis, if somebody is buried in a kosher talis or a non-kosher talis. Right, that is a machlokas achronim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, there was a certain Rav, that Paskin, that told his Talmidim, make sure that you bury me in a kosher talus. Make sure. That's what he told his Talmidim. He quotes, V'shamati bebiro shnei gedolei ador, echad tziva echad l'talmidav shikroso b'chotzis Yosef, v'oso Talmid, and what happened? Right by the funeral, v'oso Talmid shikiyu l'abashas tachrichav chash b'meyav yatzachutz. The Talmud that was told that he was in the middle of the burial, and then he had to go to the bathroom, right exactly by the Levites. He had to run out. And right when he came back, he had cut the tzitzis already, and they had buried it. But he missed it. And the other one, he says, V'amrug t'sheinik sheinichu bekever, and call it tzitzios, as they're lowering him down into the kever, one of the tzitzis got caught on a shrubbery, and it ripped off. So, and he says, Minashamayim, that's what they took as the simon. And then he says in brackets, Harishon haya hagra, v'hashini haya, habal yisod v'shar shavoda. So he quotes with the Gdolim War. But either way, we find this sometimes, Rav Sturbach has a tshuva where he says, no, don't take any of these stories literally. It means they took the simon as a simon to re-research the sugya. And then they came out otherwise. You can't say that about the Kvura. They weren't alive anymore. Right, but either way, this is the interesting topic about paskening based on a dream or on a vision. Weiter. Rav Papa, fifth wide line. Rav Papa, Avisolik Bedarga, one time Rav Papa was going up a ladder, Ishtamit, and the ladder, the rung fell out. Ishtamit Karei, boil the maple. He was about to fall down. He was about to, right, and it was dangerous. Chalash Daite, the Bach answered. He got depressed. He got depressed that he had an almost death experience. Amar Hashta Kane, if this would have happened, Ichayev Man Desanilon, the person who hates, meaning me, he's saying in a euphemistic way, I'm obligated to Machali Shabbos, it's a cold day of the Avodas Kochavim. I would have gotten skila. I would have fallen down just like somebody's Chayev skila. It's terrible. What did I do? Amar Lechia Barami Difti Lurapapa, Shema Ani Baliyadcha Velo Parnasaso. Did an ani ever come and you weren't mefarnesim? Titania, Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, kol amalam einam et stacha kilo oved avodas kachavim. Unbelievable. If I don't give stacha, I'm oved avodas zara. Ksiv hachi, sharma lecha pen yedavarim levavcha biliyal, fixifasam, yasu anashim, mene biliyal, malahalan, avodas kachavim, avkan avodas kachavim. That's why they questioned, right? Put this on the list of people who are choshed Rav Papa. throughout Shas. We always have a couple of Gemaras over the past few Masechtas, right, that, and as the Gemara says, everybody is Nechshad, so they get a Bracha. That's maybe why the Rapapa had the 10 sons. But the Rapapa, a number of times, was Nechshad. Why Dafka did he suggest this Aveira out of all others? So they quote B'Shem the Gra, that what happened here, the step broke. Darga Tavir. The darga, the step of the ladder, tavir, nishbar, broke. And that's the tame hamikra on pasoach tiftach as yotchalo. Pasoach tiftach, right? So darga tavir, says the Gra. Maybe that's why the Amora thought that that would be the case. What's the connection between Avodah Zarah and Staka? Right, those are two of the Kilu Shakul Kenegad Kala Torah Kula. Again, if I don't give Staka because I'm worried about myself, I think I'm in charge of my own. I don't think God's in charge. Right? If Kadosh Baruch Hu is already Katsuv, so then I'll give. Doesn't mean I have to give away all my money, but I have to give something. So if I don't, that's a reflection that I don't recognize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Tanya, Vayter, says the Gemara. Amar Blazer Rav Yossi, call it Staka Vachesed Shisrael Osin Ba'olam Hazeh Shalom Gadol Uprakliten Gadolin Ben Yisrael Avien Shabashamayim. If anybody does a Staka Vachesed, so it's amazing things would come out of it. Peace and great defense attorneys. Shnei Amar Ko Amar Hashem Al Tavo Beis Marzeach Al Telech Lispod. Don't go to the house of mourning or to give a hesped. Val Tonod Lahem Ki Asafti Et Shlomi Meis Amazeh Vegomer Es Achesed Vezarachamim. So you see, Hashem says, you're not going to go there, and there's going to be peace, right, based on Chesed and Rachamim. Chesed, Zukumilas Chasadim, Rachamim, Zut Staka. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gedola, Staka, Shemekareves, Es HaGeula. Shneamar, Ko Amar Hashem, Shemru, Misprat, Vasut Staka, Ki Krovai, Shosi, Lavo, Vitzit Kasi, Lihigalos. Towards the end of Sefer Yeshayo, so you see there that Staka is connected to Geula. Hu Aya Omer, Asara Dvarim, Kashim, Nivru, Ba'olam. Fascinating line. There are 10 hard things that were created in the world. Har Kasha, a mountain, is very hard. Barzel Machatcho, but an iron saw or drill could cut it. Barzel Kasha, or Mefapa'an. Metal is very hard, but fire could soften it. Or Kasha, Mayim Machabanoso. Fire is hot and hard, but water could extinguish it. Mayim Kashim, Avim Sovlanosan. Water is hard, that put out fire. Clouds could carry the water. Avim Kashim, Ruach Lefazartan. A cloud is stronger than water, but the wind could blow it. Ruach Kashe, Guf Sovlo. A wind is strong, but a body. If I'm standing out in the wind hits me, I don't have to move. I'm strong. I'm stronger than the wind. Guf Kashe, Pachat Shovro. A body is strong, but worry and anxiety, right, that could break the guf. That could bend the guf. Pachat Kashe, Yain Mefigo. But wine can make you forget that. Right, mafigo could soften it. Yayin kasha, sheina mafachachto. Right, but wine, if I feel something, I take a nap. Right, the effect of the wine will leave. Umisa kasha mikulon. And death is even stronger than that. Vitstaka matzelas menamisa. And staka tasamimavis. Tachsiv, staka tasamimavis. We know the Gemara, the last daf in Shabbos, about Rabbi Kiva's daughter. Right, she stuck the brooch in the snake. But staka is even stronger than any of the strong things in the world. Right, that's today's Chad Gadya. Darash Rabbi Dustoy, Rabbi Yanai, Bo Rei, Shlokim, Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Basar Adam. A human king is different than Hashem. Midas Basar Adam, Adam, maybe Doron Gadol HaMelech. By a human king, I bring a present to the king. Safik Mekablen Oso, Amenu. Safik E Mekablen Oso, Amenu. Maybe he's going to accept it, maybe not. Maybe he has one already. V'yimtim Salomar Mekablen Oso, Amenu. And if you say you'll accept it, Safik Ro'e Pnei HaMelech, Safik E Ro'e Pnei HaMelech. Maybe they'll let you in to see the king actually. Maybe the secretary will take it and say, sorry, he's busy now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein okein, Adam no sein, pruta la'ani, zoche u'mekabel p'nei ha'shechina. I give a pruta to the ani, I do God's will, and then I see the shechina. Shenemar, ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha, espa b'hakitz t'munasecha. Right, in tzedek, when I give staka, echazeh panecha, I will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves for me. If you look in the Ben Yehoyada, Ben Yehoyada says here, why dafka is there Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina? So he quotes. He quotes from the Magid Meisharim, Rabbi Yosef Cairo Sefer, that he spoke to a Malach. He quotes, Mashagaz of a Magid Lamaran Beit Yosef. When we're born, it's somewhat embarrassing because we didn't earn anything yet. If we don't earn anything, it's called kisufa, right? The nama de kisufa, the mun, was called embarrassed bread because we didn't earn it. It just fell from shemayim, right? We didn't yigia kapecha kisochel. So at the beginning of our lives, we're a little embarrassed to see the shechina. Kiman da achil de lo delay boil a sakuli ba'ape. But once a person gives staka, kifi yechalto, so then lo mafreya, that shows that everything I have in life, I realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and then I am just doing His will, and mamela, I'm not embarrassed. And once I'm not embarrassed, that's why I'm zocha to see the panei shechina. Because I earn it, and therefore, I'm not worried about it. And then he quotes a couple of gematrias. He quotes, if you spell out staka, tzadi, dalis, kuv, hey, so that equals, right, imakolel, tofshin, lamad, aleph, which is the minion of zoche, umakabel, pnei, hashchina, bidiktuk. He says, if you spell out staka with four, plus four, because you have to add, that's what he means, imakolel, plus four, so that equals the gematria of zoche, umakabel, pnei, hashchina, bidiktuk. How we figure that out is, it's a good question. Anyway, weiter. Rebbe Lazar, Yoha Prutalani, Vahadar Matzli. Rebbe Lazar, source for what we do. He gave tzedaka, and then he davened. Omar, Tichsiv, Ani Bitzedek, Echzeh Panecha. Right, that's what's quoted by Vayivarach David. My Esvacha, Bahakitz, Tumuna Secha. What does that mean? I will be satiated, Bahakitz, when I'm awake, when I get up. Amar of Nachron by Yitzchak, Edo Tamidich HaChavim, Shemenada Din Sheda Me'enim Ba'olam Hazeh. This is alluding to the Tamidich HaChavim, who push away sleep from their eyes in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu must be on Miziv HaShchina Ba'olam Haba. And Hashem satiates them from the Shechina in Olam Haba. Interesting, Ha'ara, this Rebbe Elazar, about giving tzedaka to an onion and davening, is quoted twice in Hilchus, in the Shulchan Aruch. You see in the Ein Mitzvah, it's quoted in Yaredeya, in Hilchus Tzedaka, and it's quoted in Arachayim, in Uchas Tfila. Meaning, it's a din of tzedakah and it's a din of tfila. It's not that each one of them is affected by the other one. Tzedakah is a more unique type of tzedakah because it's given by davening, and it's a different type, and that's in Yaredeya, and it's a different type of tfila because it's preceded by tzedakah. Right? So that's why davening, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it in both places. Why? Shulchan Aruch is not just a halacha l'maisa book. There's also conceptual nuggets that we could get from the Shulchan Aruch. So the fact that he quotes the same halacha in two different places, Yaredeya and Arachayim, because it impacts both Yaredeya and Arachayim. Right? They play off each other. Period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idach Siv, Malve Hashem, Chonein Dal. Literally, Malve, right? If somebody lends money, Chonein Dal. Right? So what does that mean? Hashem is a Malve? Hashem is a lender, somebody who gives money to the poor. If the pasuk wouldn't have said it, it would be heretical to say kaviyachol ever love leish malve. When a malve gives something, when a lender gives something out, so then the love is mishuban. So here too, Hashem is chayav to do something for me because I gave money. I gave the money out to the, I was a malve, so to speak, to the ani, so Hashem, so to speak, is mishuban to me. Amar chibar abba amar biyochanan. Rami ksiv, lo yoel hon biyom evrap. Vitzaka tasami mavis. One pasuk that the hon will not help me on the day of anger. Tzaka tasami mavis. Viksev lo yo ilu otsros rasha. Vitzaka tasami mavis. Shtei tzaka salalu lama. Why does two pasukim stay the same phrase of tzaka tasami mavis one parak away from each other in Mishlei? So what do you have both of those phrases for? Lama. Achasha mitzilaso mimisa mishuna. Viachasha mitzilaso midina shogehenim. Tzaka saves from unusual death, rachmanu litzlan, and one saves from the din of gehenim. Veizuhisha mitzilato midina shogehenim. Which is which? Ha'udechsiv bei Evra. The one that says Evra, that's the one that saves from Gehenim. Dechsiv, Yom Evra, Hayom Hahu. Because the Gehenim is referred to with the word Evra. And so the other one, the Misa Mishuna is the other pasuk. Ve'ezihisha Matzilasa Misa Mishuna. So what does that mean? Which type of staka saves from Misa Mishuna? So here we have some of the levels of staka. Nosa Ve'ni Odele Mi Nosna. If I give it, then I don't know who I'm giving to. I'm not who I'm giving it to, so it's not embarrassing for them. Notzla Ve'ni Odele Mi Notzla. Or the ani doesn't know who he's taking it from. Nosa Ve'ni Odele Mi Nosna. Each of these are really la'afuke, a story that is mentioned elsewhere. A giver who does not know who he's giving it to, la'afuke mi de mar ukva, that's not like the mar ukva story. Mar ukva, remember the Gemara in Ksubis, right? He used to leave it on the outside of the door of the ani, and then one time the ani opened the door and he ran away with his wife and he ran into the oven and he stepped on his wife's feet so that his wife's feet weren't getting burned. That's the amazing Gemara in Ksubis Samach Zayin. But there he knew who the ani was. So it's an even higher level. That's a pretty high level if you're not getting burned in the oven. But it's an even higher level not to know who you're giving it to. Notes love any idea. Me notes no lafukimi de Rabbi Abba. Right? That's being going against the story of Rabbi Abba, who we had, that he used to also there in Ksuvus, he used to put in a knapsack behind his back, and then Ani used to come and just take from the knapsack. So he didn't know. The Ani knew, but he didn't know. So the highest level is obviously anonymous in both directions. You put it in a tzedakah box. So you don't know who you're giving it to. And when the Ani gets it, he doesn't know who it came from. So that's the highest level. And the Rambam writes, we're not going to go through all of them now. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim discusses the eight levels, the Shmona Malas, right in Perek Yud, Halacha Zayin, through Tesvav. The Rambam goes through the different levels of giving tzedakah in Perek Yud. In Perek Yud, starting with Halacha Zayin. Shmona Malos Yesh Bitztaka Zula Malamizu. Mala Gadola, as we know, Shayla Malamimenu. Hamachzik Bidei Yisrael Mishimcha Shemch. Venosin Lomatana Oalvo Osimo Shutfis Omamsi Lomalacha. Give him a job. Right before preventing him from coming into the situation, that's the highest level. And then he goes, right, anonymous in one direction, anonymous giving it with a smile, right, all the different levels the Ramam has. Shmona Malos. Good. Meisvei says the Gemara, "Ma'yasa Adam v'yulo banim zacharim." Right? What should a person do to have banim zacharim? So again, when this comes up in Shas, some mafarshim explain doesn't mean male children. There's a mitzvah to have male and female children. Male usually symbolizes the mashpia, and the keva symbolizes the mushpa. So zacharim means children who have an effect, children who are influencers in life. So banim zacharim, what does he do? Rabbi Lazar Omer, Yifazer ma'osav lanim. Give, you want to worry about yourself, worry about other people. You worry about other people, you fazam osalaniyim, so then you, Mamela, will have children, influencers. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yisamach ishto l'dvar mitzvah. When a person is with his wife, the focus is, you want to get something for yourself, I focus on other people, or yisamach ishto l'dvar mitzvah. What does that mean? That means, Rashi says, l'fnei tashmish, that even the act of tashmish, the most, we might even say, animalistic action that we might be involved in, we could uplift it if we make it an act of giving and not an act of taking, right? And that's why even says the Ben Yoyada also explains it here, that so much of the focus has to be on the other. On the other, and even before the act, whatever, everything around the act has to be an act of giving, and if we give, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us, and that's Yisamach Ishto L'dvar Mitzvah. Or Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Lo Yitin Adam Pruta La'arniki Shel Tzedaka, Ela Imkein Memuna Alek Rabbi Chiya Metradion. Says the Gemara, but this is all a brisa. It's the third line of the brisa. You shouldn't put money into the tzedaka box unless the gabbai tzedaka is somebody who's like Rabbi Chiya Metradion. Right, he's got to be such a ne'eman person. Tosfos says on top, it means it doesn't have to be a tzaddik like him. Who's like him? But he has to be a ne'eman person. He has to be somebody who's trustworthy. So what do you mean? You could just put it into a tzedaka box. That's the highest level of tzedaka. You need a gabbai like Rabbi Chiya Metradion. So this says the Gemara, yes, ki kam ridan tibimania like Rabbi Chiya Metradion. Yes, that's true. You have to make sure that the gabbai tzedaka is a ne'eman person. Especially, we said 2 days ago that you're not machashiv with him exact amounts, but that's what we have to be. It has to be. It has to be somebody who has that ne'emanus, right? The Rambam quotes that. The Rambam quotes that there in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. He quotes, you should lo yitein adam l'tolgu b'chol tzedaka elam kein yodea shamemuna ne'eman v'chacham v'yodea linhog bo kishura kichananya b'tradion. Right, he quotes that. And then the Radvaz says, it doesn't mean he has to be a tzaddik yisod olam. Yiftach b'doro kishmul b'doro. The Radvaz quotes. But it just means that it has to be somebody who's ne'eman. And then he quotes, the Radvaz, v'efshar t'kivan shatzibur kiblu aleihem v'gamaniya merutzim bo kasher ava v'she'eno chacham. If the whole tzibur accepts somebody, that's fine. Just like Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Vicha. He quotes the Gemara in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that you could accept anybody you want to be a judge. So do we here. If the tzibur accepts, so then that's even if he's not the biggest Talmud Chacham. Right there. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bamet Harum Karen Yisrael. With what will the crown of the Jews? How do we raise it up? How do we raise up the crown of the Jews? Amar Lo Bekitisa. With kisisa, meaning machzis ha-shekel. Many a drasha has been given about these two lines of the Gemara, right? The magic of machzis ha-shekel, lifting up every Jew, everybody's only a half, a machzis, right? That's these two lines. Amar Rabbi Avo, Shalu Shlomo ben David, Deyesh Shlomo HaMelech. Here he's called Shlomo ben David. Ad heichan kocha shel tzedaka. What is the power? Amar lahen suru ma'pirish David Abba. Well, just look in my father's sefer. Right, it's a great sefer. It's called Tehillim. Pazer nosan laani levyonim tzidkaso medas laad karno tarum bichavod. So you see, you give to the aniyim, you have your karen is lifted up forever. Rabbi Yaba Amar Meyacha, who miromim yishkon mitzados slaim miskavo, he will be lifted up and he will be defended forever. Lachmo nitan mimav ne'emanim. How do you read the pasuk? Matam romim yishkon mitzudo slaim miskabo mishum de lachmo nitan mimav ne'emanim. Because he gave water, he gave food, he gave out to the ani. Question one. Question two. Amar b'yavo shalu shlomo ezel ben olam haba. Who is a ben olam haba? Amar lahem kol shekineged zekeinav kavod. Anyone who is honored because of his chachma, not because of his osher, not because of any other reason, but because chachma. Chachma zatorah. That's why he gets honor. How do we know that? Following famous few lines. Ki other of Yosef, brother of Yeshua, chalash. One time, son, Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Yeshua, got sick. In Gid, he was mamish between life and death. Right? He was almost dead. Amar le, but then he got better. Baruch Hashem. When he got better, Amar le Avu, my chazis. His father asks him, when you were in that period, and you were like hovering, what do you see? What do you see? Sometimes people have these visions. So what do you see? So Amar le, Olam Hafach Reisi. I saw an upside down world. Olam Hafach, El Yonim Lamata, Vitachtonim Lamala. I saw the Elyonim, the ones who are up in this world, they were down in that world. And the opposite. Right? So he says, Amar le, Olam Barer Reisa. No. That's Olam Barer. People who hold themselves so high, right? That's the Olam HaEmes. What about us? What about the Talmidei Chachamim? Where are they? No. Just like they get covered here, they get covered there. Right? So there you don't have to worry. So that's what we said before. Shekineged Zkeinav Kavod. That's eternal Kavod. Vishamati. And he says another couple of things that he overheard. He overheard in Shamayim. Shehayu Omrim. Ashe Misha Balakan Vitalmudo Biyado. Praise is the one that comes here with their Talmud in his hands. So here it is. I've mentioned this Marsha in the past, but it's right here. It's about Basho Dafyud. The Marsha says, what is this Vitalmudo Biyado? All the notes that we take for any of the Torah Shiurim in our life, that's coming with us. It's coming with us in Olam Haba, all the little notes that we have on the side of the Gemaras, the notebooks, Talmudo Biyado, because the Marsha says that's what we remember. We remember what we write down. Right, that's what we say. So says the Marsha, I'll just read it, because we're here, so we have to read it now. Right, Gemara Ksubis and the Gemara elsewhere. Says the Marsha, it's just one line in the Marsha. The Marsha says, Ashri Misha Balakan v'Talmud v'Yado, Ki Iker Halimud v'Shenasa Bo Roshem Hu Halimud Haba Miksivas Yad Asher Alkei Nikru HaChachamim Sofrim. They're called scribes, right? So, and that's what it says here. Talmud Biyado, that you come here. Remember the Gemara in Ksubis? One of the Amoraim, the Malach HaMavis, came to him and said, it's time. He says, give me a month. Asha, I want to chazer. Asha, Misha, Balakan, v'Talmud Biyado. Give me time to chazer. But that's the, we have to try to have our Talmud in our hands. Vishamati, what else did he hear? Shahayu Omrim, right? We have to save some of these dafim for later on in the Masechta. Vishamati Shahayu Omrim. Haruge Malchus Ein Kalbir Yechol Lamor B'Mechitzasan. Anyone who, Rahman al-Islam, was killed by the government, nobody can get closer to God than they are. Right? Nobody can get further in. Man Ninhu, who are we talking about? Ile Mirabi Kiva Vachavirov, like Rabbi Akiva. Vishem Haruge Malchus Vesulo. Pshita B'Lavachinami. What, Rabbi Akiva? That's the only reason he's getting in. Right? Because he was killed? No, there's only a lot of other Zechuyos. Ella Haruge Lud. No, it means like Haruge Lud. Rashi goes to Gemara in Tainus, where there was a story where there was an enemy that was going to wipe out a whole entire city because they were accused of something, and two brothers said, we did it. So they got killed to save the whole city. So even if you don't have any other Zechuyos, except for that, except giving your life for being a Jew, so that itself is also Olam Haba. Tanya Amar Len Rabbi Yochanan Mitzakei LeTalmidav Banai Mahu SheAmar HaKasuv Tzedakat Romim Goy VeChesed Lumim Chatas. So what does that mean? He asked his students. So Ne'enezo, many different answers till the bottom of the daf. Various answers. What is this pasuk referring to? What is the tzedaka by Goyim and Chesed by Leumim? So Ne'enezo Rabbi Elazar VeAmar Tzedakat Romim Goy. What Goy is that? Elu Yisrael. Tefsev Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Goy refers to Am Yisrael. So they do tzedaka. The chesed l'umim chatas, called tzedaka v'chesed, shumos of the kochavim osin, chetu lahen. Often when idolaters do chesed, they're not doing it for the right reasons. She'enam osim ela lehiskadelbo. They're doing it in order to make their own name great. Kamo shenemar di lehavun mahakravin nichochen lealakot shmaya umitzalayin lechayimalka uvenoi. It's God, lealakot shmaya, but they put that with the chayimalka. Right? So you see, they don't do it for the right reasons. Period. So one second. What if you don't do tzedakah for the right reasons, it's bad? Uda'avid hachi lav tzedakah gemurahi. What if you give tzedakah shalola? We mentioned on Amud Aleph, there is the lishma highest level. But if you give tzedakah not for those reasons, you don't get the credit. V'atanya, we mentioned this yesterday also. V'atanya, doesn't the Brisa say, ha'omer sela zelet tzedakah b'shul sheyichyu b'ni b'shul she'esk alom haba? Somebody gives tzedakah for a specific reason. Hariz etzad the gemur. That's fine. You're inside the gomor. We even know there's an issa daraisa to test God, lo sanasu. But there's an exception to the rule. Giving staka. A person is allowed to give staka with an ulterior motive. Right? That is why that the only mitzvah we have by, where we make a mishaberach, why would we make a mishaberach? Bavur, shenasa. Right, by for tzedakah, because we can ask God for things, for a bracha for my family, based on giving something to the shul. Right, so then the, so that the Gemara says, how is it tzad the gomor? So, lo kasha kambi saw kamba over the kochavim. What's the difference? Rashi explains, by a Jew, even if we ask for something, if we don't get it, we won't lose our emuna. Okay, it didn't happen, but I'll try next time. But it could be some of the idolaters, their whole emuna is based on what they get. So if they don't get it, then they're just gonna throw it all away. So that's why there's a difference between giving staka shalol l'shem shamayim, as long as one will keep their emunah. If it doesn't happen, then that is okay. Good. Then Rabbi Yeshua, again, there's a lot more here about doing mitzvahs l'shem the schar, right, the first mission, the first parak and Perkei Avos, but we'll have to continue a little more. So Nana, that was Rabbi Elazar's answer. These are all the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai giving their pshatim of the pasuk. Nana, Rabbi Yeshua va'amar, tzaka d'romim goy eli Yisrael, v'chsiv v'mikam b'chis hoga yachar b'arz. V'chesed umim chatas, kol tzaka v'chesed, shumos ovdei kochavim osin, chetu lahen. Why? They only give it so that they get some schuyos, so that their malchus lasts longer. Shneamar lahein malka milki yishpar alayich. Right, the advice should be good to you. V'chatoyach b'tzdaka parok the sin. Remember, we had this a couple of days ago. Also, we said how could he have given advice to Nebuchadnezzar to give tzdaka to lengthen his malchus? Right, so that's what this is. This pasuk was quoted there too. V'ava yasach b'michan anyan hein tavi archal shavasech v'gomer. And then he had another year. Nana Rabbi Gamliel v'amar. Rabbi Gamliel says tzdaka d'romim goyil yisrael the v'suv b'mikam v'yisrael v'gomer v'chesed lumim chatas. So the old darshan, the second half differently, called tzaka v'chesed sh'akam osin chetu lahen shein osin ella le'is yaher bo. They do it to raise themselves up for boasting. V'cholam is yaher nofel v'gehenem shenemar zed yahir leit shemo ose ba'evras zadon. And we said before, v'ein evra ella gehenem shenemar yom evra hayom hahu. Fine, three different pshatim of the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, adayin anu tzrichin lamodoi. We need the fourth pshat. Rabbi Elazar amodoi omer, tzedakah d'romim goy elu Yisrael, v'chsiv mikam b'chisrael goy echad, v'chesu lumim chatas, kol tzedakah v'chesed, sha'akum osin, chetu lahen. Why? Next pshat, she'in osin ela l'charef osanu bo. They do it to blaspheme us with. Look what we're doing. Shenemar v'yavei v'yaz Hashem kasher diber ki chatasam l'Hashem, v'lo shematim b'kolo, v'haya l'chem adavar hazeh. Meaning it makes us look bad. So four or five different pshatim, how it's a chatas for them. Nener of Nechunya menakon of Yamar, fifth pshat, sixth pshat. Tzaka dromim goy v'chesed l'Yisrael. He reads it differently. He puts the word chesed with the first half of the pasuk. Chesed and tzaka are about Yisrael. Ulu umim chatas. That's how he reads it. So there's no chatas by, there's no even chesed by the l'umim. Amar lahem Rabbi Yochanan b'zakeh l'tavidav, nirin divrei Rabbi Chunin ben Akana midivarai. I think Rabbi Chunin ben Akana is the best. Better than my pshat, or midivarechem, and better than your pshat. Lefish, who knows in tzedakah v'chesed l'Yisrael, l'acham chatas. He doesn't come up with any of these pshatim that the chesed that they're doing is really a chatas. No, just put that with the first half of the pasuk. So his pshat is better than mine and yours. So the Gemara, wait a minute. We had all of their pshatim. Michlal dehu nami amar. But he also said a pshat. He said, oh, it's even better than my pshat. Well, we don't have his pshat recorded. My he, what was his pshat? Detanya, amar lam yochem et zakai, kishem sha'achatas, mechaperes al Yisrael, kach staka mechaperes al umos ha'olam. Just like a carbon chatas is mechaper on Yisrael, so too the staka can be mechaper on umos ha'olam, which gets us into the idea of staka coming from non-Jews, and that, by the Shem, is the beginning of the next daf, right after these two dots. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, jam-packed dafim as we have here, Baba Basra daf yud, Beshama tamar is daf, we get back to Baba Basra. We get back to walls and gates and fences, and good fences make good neighbors, and mutual communal responsibility. Okay, we'll stop here.